Hey, welcome everybody. This is the State of the CIO, where we talk with America's top IT leaders about the changing role of technology in the C-suite. I'm your host, Dan Kelly.
Hey everybody, this is Dan Kelly, your host. I've got my wonderful guest. His name is Chris Hahn with me. He is the Chief Financial Officer of the Shippers Supply Incorporated, which is located in Hopkins, Minnesota. Just as a brief introduction, and then of course I'll ask Chris to introduce himself. Chris joined Shippers Supply in 2010 as an accounting manager. From there, he's moved his way through the company to the role of controller, then to interim director of operations, to the director of finance, and now to the chief financial officer. Chris has got a bachelor's of administration from the University of Wisconsin within business, and then a master of business administration from Hamline University. He is also a CPA as well as a certified management accountant. So there's no creative accounting going on over here, I guess, Chris. He is highly experienced in all financial related activities. His overall company leadership, navigation and strategic planning activities, scaling operations to adjust for market driven and internal growth dynamics, and overall just a great guy who I personally have had the honor of having as a client. So Chris, please introduce yourself if I missed any color in that intro.
Yeah, thanks Dan. That was, you covered it probably better than I could have, but you got all the highlights. You know, I've been here at Shippers, like you said, about 9 years, started in accounting, and I've since probably day number 25 or 30 or something like that, I've had IT report up through me. I've been able to apply technology to a business like Shippers Supply. And so that's, I think, partially why Dan and I are talking today, and just appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, why don't you give people just a little bit of an overview about what the company does, Chris, just to give a little bit of a flavor of how you're viewing things from an IT standpoint, but just an overall objective for the company.
Yeah, so we are, Shippers Supply is a packaging company, and we've been around for 90 years. The majority of what we do is your basic stuff that, you know, everyone gets packages every day. You know, the boxes, the tapes, the shrink film, the all that kind of stuff, the bubble wrap, all that kind of stuff is kind of our bread and butter of our company. But we have a couple other things that we do. We sell packaging equipment that you see in plants, large packaging equipment, and we also do custom packaging. So we're pretty much all things in that space. Our customers are businesses only, so we do not sell directly to consumers. Kind of what our objective, I think the question was around what's kind of our...
Yeah, my question was really just how do you see the business growing overall, irregardless from an IT standpoint, but just how are you trying to grow the business? And then we'll get into some IT-specific components of how that will assist your growth. But maybe just talk about kind of how you plan to grow as a business.
Perfect. We really are going to grow in the next 5-10 years through ways that we haven't grown in the previous 5 or 10 years. So in the previous 5 or 10 years, what we've done is we've gone out and hired sales reps who have penetrated new customers, maybe new markets, maybe not geographical markets, but new industry markets. And they've really just grown through knocking on doors, making calls, that kind of thing. Our next 5 or 10 years of growth is going to come through largely through digital means. So whether that be seeing us digitally, going to our website, hearing about us online, those types of things. And then we just have to be there to meet those needs, whether it's we have to have good people, we're always going to have people. And then also digitally, we got to be online. We have to meet them where they want to buy. We have to fulfill how they want to transact with us. So generally speaking, that's where the next 5 or 10 years is going to be, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's excellent. So, you know, if you think about, you know, the top three IT priorities right now for your organization with regards to how you plan to grow, I mean, essentially you're creating a digital footprint and a presence for people to interact with the company, which is relatively new for you guys. What would be the top three priorities you might be working on right now if you think about it from an IT standpoint?
There's definitely some trends in our industry that we can't deny. and we're taking a conscious effort to do things about those. So what we're seeing in our industry, in our space, and the consumer online market has been there for longer than the business to business. So our industry as a wholesale distributor, we're learning about what's worked, what hasn't worked on the consumer side. But we have to get on that. We have to get on that bandwagon, so to speak, really quickly. So what we're seeing is those consumers who buy things, their own products online, or they interact online, but maybe they go to work and that's not quite how they do it today, but that's what they want. And so some of the best competitors in our space are meeting those buyers where they want. So they have beautiful websites. They can do things like they can configure products. So I want this type of tape, but maybe I want my logo on it, or maybe I want it in a certain color that means a certain thing for their business. And they want to be able to do that not by necessarily picking up a phone, but they want to do that by clicking a drop down or importing their logo and having them be able to transact. So we're seeing things like that. We're also seeing a shift, like I mentioned briefly earlier, toward digital marketing and digital. And so in the past, marketing is flyers, right? Or it's billboards or it's trade shows. We're shifting some of those marketing dollars from those traditional means of marketing, which we still do, but more so to these digital. So we partner with a couple different companies that really get our name out there. And what we're trying to get is that we're aware, customers are aware of who we are. We've got that online presence, and then even a call to action. So they can, the whole thing, right, all the way on through to transacting with us online. So we're focusing a lot of our energy on that. Specifically, we've just in the last year, we've bought a new e-commerce platform. We've bought a new internal operating software, ERP is the business term for that. And we've invested quite a bit of internal time on business intelligence. So I would say those are top three initiatives from a tactical kind of standpoint of what we're actually doing about those trends. Where that kind of started was we had to make a conscious effort that this is happening and we want to be a part of it. And until we made that decision, we really just didn't, we talk about it, but it really never made it into our strategic planning. It didn't make it into our budget talks. It didn't make it into our, so we really had to make that decision. And from there, we've hired people and we've invested pretty heavily.
Right. And if you think about how the business has evolved and, you're still in that journey of implementing your ERP and e-commerce platforms, if you could speak to yourself prior to starting that journey, if you had two or three different words of wisdom or points of advice, if you will, what would they be? Can you think of any off the top of your head as far as what you wish you knew back then?
That's a great question. So I would say you got to start, and you have to start with probably talking to the other leaders and the ownership group about why this is important and why we need to start the conversation. So it's something around we got to start. And the second thing is be patient. This is going to take some time. You have to plan accordingly. You have to get expertise. And I guess the third one would be you can't do it on your own. There's people out there that know these spaces and leverage them. And I think that's what I would probably say.
Yeah, you have to get started. Can't just talk about it and try to find the expertise to help you through the journey with as least pain as possible, let's call it.
Yes. And I guess the last thing I'd probably just add to that would be it's probably not as intimidating as it seems. Once you get into it, once you get, like when you first start, okay, where do I even start? But then once you get a little ways in, it's not as bad as you originally might think.
Sure. That's good feedback. If you're thinking things more like from a macro level, right, what are you seeing changing in your industry in terms of technology? We've touched on it just a bit here with establishing an e-commerce platform. You focus purely on a business to business. The fact of having an online presence, if you don't have one, people almost ask the question, why? Because it's really just table stakes now. Do you see anything else changing in terms of your specific industry, in terms of technology, other than what we've already talked about here?
It's really interesting. There's some of the things that I've been exposed to that we want to, as a wholesale distributor, and you know, some people think of us like a middleman. We think of that as kind of a swear word, right? Because we add a lot of value to our customers. Our goal is that our customers don't see us as that. They see us as a company that helps them solve problems. So one of the things that we're always having to do is everything is that technology is at customers' fingertips. So the ability through technology for maybe our customers to go directly to manufacturers and have data and information exchanged so that they can circumvent a distributor, that's a very real risk in our industry. There's companies and there's services that are doing that. And we're not afraid of that. All we need to do is show that we can add value and we can do things that the manufacturers cannot. And so what does that mean? Like we invest heavily in product specialists. We're product agnostic, so we don't promote any particular brand. And we really just approach it from solving a problem, not selling product. So that's a very real kind of challenge that we're always, how do we add more value?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Chris. I think that can be really applied to any industry, right, of this creation of value for the customer, because everyone's just trying to get faster, cheaper. So it's almost an accordion if you feel, you know, the outsourcing versus insourcing model, even if you think about it from a labor arbitrage standpoint. In the CIO world of bringing on additional resources, there's this massive outsourcing of activities, in which everyone says we can just do it cheaper and faster. And then there's been, quite frankly, a massive insourcing now of key roles inside of companies, taking off of vendors because they realize they lose too much control. So that's very important. I appreciate that. If you were going to talking to someone that was just starting their career, we can talk about it from an IT standpoint and or from a CFO standpoint, because and the reason I think you're so unique here is more and more organizations, the larger they are, the IT organizations are slowly evolving so they report under the CFO. Almost forever, IT organizations didn't, right? And you know, I think what drove a lot of that was because of the rapidly increasing costs and reliance on technology and having to bring that under the CFO. But going back to my question, you know, if you were talking to someone at the beginning of their career and wanted to follow the same footsteps as you, that wanted to play both in IT and or finance, what would be, you know, a couple talking points you might give them to consider as they're helping shape their career?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dan. And yeah, I've definitely seen that trend as well. What I've done over the years, and I don't have all the answers by any means. What I've done over the years is I've just really tried to be a business partner to the leaders and the ownership groups. And then it doesn't matter. Finance, IT, it really doesn't matter. I try to see myself as a business partner, business leader, and it just so happens I have, you know, skills or expertise in these areas. So then I found that it works. Or as long as we're solving the problem, as long as we're moving forward, we're accomplishing the goals, we're serving the customer, and you know, we can evaluate this, or we can, there's technology for that. Those become the tactics to solve those bigger issues. And then as far as the marriage between accounting or finance and IT, it's really the trends that are driving that, right? So finance in the past used to be what happened in the past. So we're always looking at history, looking at the books, so it's always kind of rear view mirror facing. And of course, the trends are saying, no, everything's faster now. So what's coming up in the windshield? And not even what you can see, but what's beyond even what you can see that we have to start planning for, we have to start building resources for. And the same thing with technology. It used to be break fix, or it used to be, now it's, okay, how do we got to make things fast. Everything's happening more faster. So this almost called a marriage between IT and finance, we have to keep investing. And I think, and the reason why we've invested a lot in what we have is because we're going to be more profitable if we're an IT-driven organization, if we're a data-driven organization, where people have the same technology that they do at home. We have to put those things in people's hands. And so that's that way our employees can be more productive. Our customers are happier. Of course, that hits the bottom line, you know, because we're gaining business and we're doing it efficiently with happy people. So I see that as a plus. 1 + 1 = 3, so to speak.
You know, I think it's a brilliant correlation between IT and finance, what you just described there, because as you were saying, I was shaking my head because it's even really 8-9 years ago, IT was really a break-fix organization. And to your point, if you look at it from a finance perspective, it's always, you know, what happened? Now the conversation has shifted to your point, Chris, talking to business leaders saying, you know, what capabilities do you really want to have as a business to help actually grow the top line and bottom line, right? And so now it's really talking about a forward-looking roadmap versus just historical quarter over quarter. And I think that's a really healthy correlation. I think a lot of people forget. And also, I think IT people can respect as well hearing that from a finance person, because it's all about strategy versus just break fix. So that's an excellent analogy there. So,
and just to add, shifting the focus from, well, that's overhead or that's an expense to it. No, it's an investment in the future.
Right.
And that's really, yeah, that's really what I found is.
Right. I work with a lot of C-level clients, as you know, Chris, particularly a lot of CIOs. And whenever they're moved under a CFO or they operate under a CFO, you know, sometimes the general sense is I just have to operate under the purse strings of the CFO, right? So I think it's very important for people to hear it from a finance perspective as well. The evolution is within finance in addition to IT. And so it's really the two working together versus just overwatch of the budgets. Well, that's excellent. Well, thanks, Chris, for your time today. I think I'll go ahead and wrap it up. Any final words that you want to share with the audience?
No, I appreciate the time. And I think that over the next 10 years, we're going to see so much change. And what I've tried to do is try not to predict what the change is going to be, but just be open to it and sort of be flexible and have a lot of contingencies in our planning. and be really open-minded is what I've tried to do over the years.
Those are some great final thoughts. Thanks, Chris. There you had it, everybody. You heard it from Chris Hahn, CFO of Shipper Supply. And we will talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you got value from today's conversation, please share this podcast with one person you think who would enjoy it. For show notes, episodes, and more, please visit thenegotiator.guru. Look forward to hearing from everyone soon. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.